As I said, to answer her question, I have absolutely never felt personally that, you know, her rage is aggressive and all this kind of thing. Not at all. Not at all. But only I felt what you said was not so wise to do. That you should really watch yourself. You're intelligent enough to know, you know, and use a little bit psychology for the different kind of people. How to behave, you know. But that's the only thing, because we all don't behave perfectly. You know, it's just one can really say, watch the words more better than others, and that's only one gets have more peace with others or getting along better than others. I think that's the only way, using the right psychology, you know, towards the individual. And that's really all I do, criticize Ruth, because it's for our own, it was for our own, that's really the troubles a lot, I guess. Because people misinterpret it.
Well, as far as Jesse, I question the seriousness of some of the people in this workshop. Certainly, Jesse, I felt very strongly, did not belong here if she felt that women were not oppressed. And I stated it. And
yeah,
as I say, I find myself playing the heavy.
Well, I mean, a number of people said it about her. It was not,
Yes, I realize it.
Only that you, if you were asked directly, of course, you have the right to state that, you know. But in the moment, like, I mean, on the other hand, like, Jessie was involved in her own ways. Sure, the fact, we all knew that she was far out on that. And so therefore, you know,
we wasted,
you can smile at her, all right.
We wasted the time with Jessie that, you know, what did we accomplish with it, except waste all of our time?
Yeah, so what?
Well, who else feels this about me?
That you're aggressive in the way you speak?
Condescending, that you don't like my manner of speaking.
Anne said you...
I step on... Now, it's gone from
stepping... Yeah, well, like tonight, yes, I feel like if you, when you said that I was as good as an enemy, I felt hurt by your...
Well, that
what
I said tonight.
I think you have an aggressive way of speaking.
Aggressive is different from
condescending. And I'm interested
in making a value judgment, as she did, a political value judgment.
That's a point I would like to make, because I think that...
I think you have a forceful way of speaking, but I don't think it's condescending.
Right.
I think that Ruth is such a sensitive person, and it takes such courage for her to come down strong on someone.
Alberta?
I've never had that relationship with you.
All right. In going around the table, I noticed it went from stepping on me with your language to condescending to not liking your manner of speaking to aggressive. And you talk about lonely. The times when I have made decisions, and you only make them alone, by yourself. And they're hard decisions to make. Saying that to you, Marie-Claire, because I believe it. I don't want to be part of an action again when anyone is there who thinks they'll sit it out if it's going to be successful, but question the tactics.
I didn't sit it out if it was going to be successful.
Well, your attitude toward that action. Now, this is the first time I've said such a thing to anybody in the workshop or in DOB. And frankly, I don't want you on an action with me.
I don't want to be on an action with you.
All right, fine.
It's fine.
So I certainly have been aggressive.
Like putting the center together, using her name. Like, it's like when I went around and spoke at the Catholic University, I said, anybody else want to be a star? You know, come on, bullets for everybody, come on down. People look, sort of stare at their shoes, right?
So how I would like to end this is that I find it very difficult to believe that it is only because I am condescending or somebody doesn't like my manner of speaking that I'm getting shit on, and I am getting shit on. And it's very hard for me to think that intelligent people dump distrust, calling me hypocritical, and all the rest, because I am condescending. You look around, you find somebody who isn't condescending or aggressive or has a manner of speaking that doesn't suit you personally, and trust that person. But right now, at DOB, this is where it's at, and DOB is going to get stronger. We're going to get more activists, if, as long as I have anything to do about it. And I have to say again that as part of a feminist workshop, we could have spent so much more time learning tools.
Well, I think we did. I think we did. I don't think you need to defend yourself as much as it would seem. I'd sort of hate to. And did you want to say something more? You know, I've been very aware and conscious of my two situations. One, as an individual political person here, and as Ruth's friend. And I have, at each time, not permitted myself to act as her friend in that way, but to have been, to have tried to be objective. And this sort of, you know, one reason I would never go to the dances, and I always refused to, was I said, I don't want to dance with people when I think that maybe in something political they wouldn't be my friend, but they'd be friends with some music. I don't think it's just better. I think everybody here better hope they never have such a thing done to them. Is there anybody here who could stand being picked apart with trivia on other grounds? There is nobody here who could stand up to it as well, I think, being taken apart. So the point is that we have to start thinking, is why did it really happen? And at the end, I realized where I had felt it. When I went in the courtroom with Valerie Solanas, I was put on trial in the executive committee. So was Flo. I was the only person in the courtroom, except for Flo, who was her lawyer. I was president of New York Now. There was a command, attendance, right? And Flo just shoved it in the waste paper basket, but I went, right? And I had all these women that I'd worked with on committees and everything. Kate Millett, I remember, and some was there. Many, many women. And they hammered away with the question, how could you appear in a courtroom with that woman? How could you do this? It was in the minutes that Kate Millett asked me 19 times if I wasn't sorry. And I kept saying, I'm sorry you're so upset. But someday you'll be glad somebody was there. And I felt the hate they had for me, and I couldn't seem, it was like you were caught in a whirl of things. And I felt later that was maybe the second time I cried in a woman's movement, that I had seen jackals for the first time. That, and I think we've seen it again. I'm not saying that Ruth doesn't have faults. I think that she probably keeps back some hostility. I think that there's a problem, and I don't know how it's solved, that DOB was no place. I say that because I was asked to speak there in 68, and I accepted and was very happy about it, and then the executive committee took back the invitation because they said it was irresponsible for feminists to speak to lesbians. Now, when Ruth asked me when I was being on prostitution, I just said, you know, you better go back and check out with your people and all. And I noticed she was using her real name. And that had been a big thing, because in the executive committee of DOB, I didn't know that there were several of those same women in Now, and they were the ones who vetoed my speaking at DOB. But they didn't use their names, and I didn't know what to do, because I thought, I don't want to make them unhappy, okay? This center, getting this center, putting I know that kind of energy. You get a few fanatics, and that's what it comes down to. You get 2-3 fanatics. So then it exists, and all of a sudden, when something exists, the picking starts like crazy.
I know you don't have an implication that we are jackals and that we are picking on you for other reasons.
I'm saying I can't see justification for it given the faults of the other people in the workshop.
Okay, I'm not saying that you and the rest of us have faults. I have great admiration for what Ruth has done with DLB and for DLB. And I've said it to other people who I've been in conversations about DOV, and I have said, look what Ruth did, you know. And Ruth is certainly a lot, hell of a lot more out of the closet than I am, and I have great respect and admiration for that.
But she doesn't get told that. What she gets...
Well, I'm telling her right now.
But you forget... Is this to erase Saturday Night?
No,
or you come in and say,
no,
we don't
it's
trust
not,
you,
no,
you're a hypocritic?
It's not to erase Saturday Night at all. It's not to erase Saturday Night at all. I'm concerned about the functioning of this workshop.
Who am I?
And where the hell this workshop is going, and what the hell we're going to do, if we're going to do anything at all. And I think that we have to get to know each other. Like, I feel a lot differently about Ellen and Eileen now, after things that they said about themselves tonight. And I feel a little bit differently about you. I don't think
How
that
about
we can...
T. Grace? Do you think you trust her enough?
I never said I didn't trust T. Grace.
How
See,
about
the...
you,
wait a minute. Can I finish my thought? I questioned in the beginning whether or not we could just come in the workshop and talk theory and ideology without knowing each other. Yeah. And now I'm really glad it's happened.
You are?
Yeah, because I feel that we know each other a little better. We understand, I think that we understand, we have a frame of reference from perhaps where things are coming from. Like, if Anne reacts in a certain way, we have a frame of reference for where that's coming, or if somebody says something, we understand better where that's coming from. You know? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
But in such an expression, I mean, the reason I kept on trying to stop it was I knew if certain things were said that I could never forget it. The violence that was there. It wasn't just to coming to know each other. And what I'm trying to deal with here is certainly, as Ruth's friend, I wish she'd get the hell out of DLB. I really do. I just think it's not worth it, not worth all the shit she takes. Who needs it? And she can do more elsewhere. I think, though, that as an individual here, and what I've seen going on, it's, let's say, at best, it was an error. But it's easier to pick a target who, and I've seen it many times, who is either president, so-called leader, or what have you. It's always easier. And everybody kind of has reason, some reason, to deal with that person. And I hope that, I think that none of us here, if we were put on the spot, would have as little that could be said about them. And what it makes me wonder about is, that what I was trying to get across in this workshop didn't really quite he didn't quite make it. And we can talk about ways of expressing ourselves, but you want to talk about condescension. I mean, when you left, Marlene and Anne, I felt a rape had taken place. It was so much violence. That to me is of such I can't even add it up. I just can't add it up anyway. What people are saying, trying to juggle them. All I can see is something that I've seen before, which is sort of an irrational combination of outpouring on a target. Doesn't make sense.
Well, I don't defend the manner in which it happened, but as we've said many times before, it was a build-up of several things. And I think that if it didn't come out then, and if all of this didn't come out now, that it just would have, the feelings would have spread like a cancer throughout the workshop. And
to whom?
To everybody. Because T. Grace sensed it. And she never said anything about it before, and it was going on, and nobody ever said anything about it before. Okay, and now it's out. From here now, maybe we can go on without this thing festering through us.
Do you really
but
think we can go on?
It can come back.
Yeah.
Well,
if
it does, if it does, we've got to get it out right away
and
not let it
fester.
You see, I think in order to get close to people, that doesn't mean you have to hurt them first, you have to accuse him first, and then by talking, by pulling it apart, you find, oh boy, you know, I really was wrong. Listen, now I'm your friend now, after you have hurt the other person. I think that's not the right approach.
No, I'm not saying I'm
and if you have that attitude, it will come back again with another situation, that you jump again at a point when you feel it's your right, you know. I just think that's not the right attitude. It makes it harder, even harder on understanding, because by all apologizing, one cannot, if you really hurt deeply, you yourself probably feel that too, you cannot forget it up to the last minute that, you know, it's all done, because it can't be really forgiven all the way through. Something stays and will carry on further.
I would like to say that I am not acting out of personal hurt feelings, because what happened Saturday, somehow, somewhere, if only you could explore your head, that was more than a personal attack on me. It had to have some implications other than the personal. You don't know me except at the workshop. You're not around DLB. We've had very little to say to each other.
Ruth, I remember the first time I ever laid eyes on you was at a radical lesbian dance. Or no, it was at a DLB dance at the Church of the Holy Apostle. And I knew who you were. I knew you were Ruth Simpson, president of DLB. And I stood by the table, and I smelled at you, and I said, hi. And you looked at me like, yeah.
I did.
Yes.
I apologize.
Okay.
She never does that.
Ruth, I've never seen Ruth do that.
She stands up to greet every single person that comes in here. At
I know. I see her doing it, and that's why I didn't understand why that happened. And then when I started coming to the workshop, like, you know, it was hello, Marlene, with the hugs and the kisses, and I distrusted it. I don't know, I couldn't understand why.
Excuse
maybe
me, was that very late?
Was that very late when you were playing?
Look, talk about picking. I'm not.
No, you're a schmuck. Shut up.
All right, I'm not going to say anything else because
no,
I know.
No, I'm saying, you say about kissing like that, I understand that. But there are, you know, like people, when I saw that cloying kisses in the New York Times,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why they.
Everybody's using
it. I mean,
it
really.
Now.
It really. It was such a vicious thing because you knew that they were trying to welcome people. And the same way, like, you know, Ruth is certainly less that way, and I dare say getting less and less. But, I think we've God knows we've said it.
There are still things that people haven't said, and I'm not saying anything.
But you're sure?
But Marlene, why don't you?
Yeah.
No, because other people have said things, and they're not saying them tonight.
But I think we've got to get
plenty.
If you don't want me on any actions with you, then I don't think I should be on your board, because it's like you were saying the other night, it's like
a good idea.
President's executive.
I think that's a good idea.
It's like a president's committee.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea.
Goes for me too.
Pardon me?
I say it goes for me too.
All right. Do you want a written resignation, to send a written resignation, or do you want it to be verbal in front of the board, or what?
No. Convey our message, I think.
To the board?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Marlene, I think that these other things that you know about, I think you should bring them up.
No,
or this
because
workshop is
I think that other people that have said things should say them.
No matter what the cost, if they're saying them outside, and no matter what it cost, you and Anne were very much, I gathered, in the middle of something. And what was very sad to me about Saturday night was that it sort of took you out of that position, and I thought that it was unjust, because I thought that it was partly because other people were not saying the thing. And I think that if there was an injustice done in that sense, ultimately it's to you and Anne, because you act out of all of these things, but other people will not take the responsibility.
I think they have their own motivations. I don't think you can say, I mean, I think you're trying to say that Lynn or I were sort of
I don't know. I'm saying
them.
That if people are saying things, that God knows enough has been said, right? If people, certainly Marlene and Anne played the heavies and with a lot of cost, and if they say, I mean, Lynn, you certainly didn't say that much tonight. And Marika said a little more. I mean, if people are saying things.
I was
things,
asked to be quiet. I mean, you said, you know.
I didn't ask you to be quiet.
You said there were four more people trying to speak.
But you got some other things that weren't said? Please say them.
No, I'd like to know if for instance, DOB goes on an action, since I'm a member, can I go on that action, or would you rather I didn't? Because if you rather I didn't, I won't go.
Of course, I was talking about the feminist workshop action.
Oh, feminist workshop, okay.
Well, then, as far as that goes, then I don't think that I should be in the workshop.
No, I don't think.
If you and T. Grace apparently think that I am destroying the workshop.
I think that you're not saying everything that you have said to other people, and if it is not you, I wish that Marlene would say it is not Lynn anyway, so that you're off the hook. Because I'm saying if you were saying things outside the workshop that is creating a situation or contributing to it, and you do not say these things here, that this is very unjust. And I'm saying, don't know. I think that you may be. And I'm asking Marlene, if she is not, at least say she is not one of them.
Well, I got very angry last Friday because, number one, I felt hostility from Ruth. And I assumed that it was because I had suggested Tina for the board or Tina for the board.
You didn't think about the Times Magazine thing at all?
No.
Look, Marlene keeps saying, I wish the people who had said these things would speak up. This is unfair to everyone here, that whoever it is doesn't say, it was I, this is what I had to say. Talk about a cancer.
I told you, I just started talking about that. That's one of the things that I talked about.
You said that before, though. I gathered it was something new.
It was something new that Marlene is still being
very
bugged about.
And I brought up the idea that I thought that you dominated the conversation on the previous time.
On the March, peace march.
Right. you know, we were talking about Linda Flying Hawk and
mm-hmm.
the Peace March and the Banda Show and the Women's March.
Mm-hmm.
And
Marlene, I'd like to ask you a question. Do you feel the air has been cleared?
No.
Marlene, you were able to confront Ruth and hurt her quite badly. Can't you confront this other person with the information? It might
I'm
make
not going to say anything else.
Bring it out, will you? I'm getting
no.
sick of this.
If it's me, I can't.
It's not
I
on you,
recall.
It's me too. But like, I've confessed most of my sins. I'm waiting, you know, like for everybody.
But you
else
know
to
about
call
somebody
somebody
else, and that makes you upset, and I think question? You should say it now.
Who it is? It's me, it's Lynn, it's Maricla, it's Alberta, it's Anne.
Well, what's the thing?
Well, let's get it on the table, because my stomach is getting queasy, and I'm going to be sick, and the workshop is going to break up, and the whole place is going to blow up. Let's do it.
Do you all know what it is?
Nothing.
If there's something,
anymore,
you know,
I can't recall.
Get the rest.
I mean, we've been through a lot. We've been through a lot in all these weeks. We've been through
all
a lot
of us
workshop.
Have felt, and we've mentioned it before, that there is Tigris Atkins in adulation and adoration.
That, now, good. I'm glad you brought that up because that
mm-hmm.
should be discussed.
I thought that was old.
It is old. And
I thought we went over that when Jean.
Is that the thing that you were talking about?
Well,
something
that wasn't
that
evidently
was
not.
I don't know what's going on.
Does he have to say no? No, I don't adore you. No, I, you know.
Well, it's not noticeable, generally speaking.
Maybe it isn't.
Well, yes, I do.
I really don't want to see the workshop destroyed. I really don't want to really make it. I think consciously none of us do, but maybe unconsciously we do. I don't know. It's something we've got to get down to. Maybe it is that every time we go to do something very serious and very political that we just cannot. And create all this shit just because we can. I don't know, but boy, it's a lot of shit.
And everything is so personal. It has nothing to do
with
it.
It's too fucking personal.
It's so personal, yeah. We can't get over that.
And I see, Marlene, that you are saying that you really don't want Lynn and Marika to leave. You are still being sympathetic, supportive to them.
I don't want you to leave either.
No, but with all of this, you are you didn't have to say, still apropos of nothing that I can figure out in front of quite a few witnesses, that you and Anne didn't trust Lynn, you didn't trust Marikla, they were hypocritical. So what's the story? What's the story?
Yeah, she's saying that she does not feel that way about them and she has about the rest of us.
And part of the reason that I don't feel that way about them is because I've gotten to know them better. If I got to know you better, which I said to you Saturday night.
You said that Saturday night?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but to distrust somebody, you have to know them.
That's not necessary.
I don't trust Richard Nixon. I don't know him.
Well, close enough. Anyway, it's about the adulation. All I can say is there are a lot of things that go on around people who become known that has very little to do with them personally. And as far as adulation, there are a lot of mixed feelings that it has very little to do with me as a person. And usually I just try to avoid it because I know that it could turn fast. I don't think that what has gone on in the workshop, I think what's gone on in the workshop and the destruction of it has been, you know, a very, you know, clear statement on that. And I don't know what to say except it keeps happening.
I think and I did degrees very much. Maybe you get that feeling of
We love Ruth
and Tigris very much. Tigris like you all love each other.
That's
well,
that
feeling
Tigris said something about an hour ago that for the first year and a half, tell me if I'm wrong in this, you said that you did not sometimes voice opinions until you had all the information.
I said that I was often, yeah, and that I was called down on that a great deal by Betty Friedan and other people for not speaking up. And other people said to me, don't you feel like you're being used as a pawn? In fact, Flo, very funny thing, Flo Kennedy said, don't you, what are you doing that workshop for? Don't you know that you're just being used as a pawn? And I just, you know,
game?
You...
Hmm? In what game?
Well, it's, as I said, it's all that adulation. It's, you know, I mean, it's, there are a lot of stuff, some stuff doesn't make sense, some stuff you can see mm-hmm. people are talking about. I'm just saying that a lot of the things people say, I've found out that while you have faults, many faults, that people very seldom point to the faults, the strong faults. One of my strong faults is not wanting to confront people and making value judgments, because I don't like things to get ugly. I mean, obviously, I don't like emotional confrontation. But people very seldom accuse me of that.
And so that there was something else,
yeah. I said what?
Is there something else that's best for me that wasn't there?
I
was
anything.
I just wanted to ask what everyone wants.
I have a question. Does anyone feel like there's still any kind of a power structure that was once insinuated quite a while back? I think Jean brought that up, or tried to bring it up, like as if there was some kind of a structure that eventually put
a worker structure.
Pardon me?
There's a worker structure.
The workers. Oh, I see, in terms of actually, I think,
right.
I bring it out as a question because I knew that that was made very apparent when Jean presented her paper. I'm curious from that time on if there's anything.